Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. I'm here with my co-host Jean Adrian, who, we've done a couple great shows already this month. I can't believe it's the 16th already. It's like barely 2 weeks before I get to come meet you.
I know. I'm so excited. I can't stand it. I was actually thinking about this. You're going to scream at me over the air, I know, and everybody out there in listener land can send me, you know, hate emails. But I was actually thinking about going and buying 4 sessions in a tanning bed so that I would have some sort of a base tan so that I wouldn't look like a potato.
Well, I have certainly done that in other times because I haven't been much in the sun lately, so we'll have to take it just really easy. But
exactly. Because all I could think of was, oh my gosh, I'm just going to end up looking like a beet instead of a potato.
Well, it's true. I mean, it is. I've used it before to get a base so that, I don't look like a beet.
I don't know. I'm not even really sure what sort of things are available in the little mountain town where I live. There probably isn't even one there. So it's probably a moot point.
Right. Really?
But it was a thought, you know, because I've actually started thinking about, you know, I've gotten out my summer clothes from the Rubbermaid bins from beneath my bed so that I could see what I have to bring. Don't faint. I ordered a dress, people. I'm going to have a dress.
Nice. I got a beautiful orange linen kind of jacket top. It's gorgeous.
Cool.
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful.
All right. We're going to be the dolls on this cruise.
Yes.
It's all good. But wow, in between now and then.
Well, today is the day, right? It's at tonight at like almost 11 p.m. And depending on obviously your time zone, it will be. So we aren't going to have this aired, produced until Friday. So it'll be all over, but you know, for everybody, I mean, the energies of Uranus square Pluto will be with us. I think I read until like April 5th or 6th. And then it finally moves out.
Well, and I got to tell you, it started last week.
Oh, of course it did. It's been here all month. Yes. Yeah. It's been a crazy, and lots of people are expecting it. I mean, the nice thing is that, you know, this one, it's the end, but it's also really important to realize how, you know, where we're going with this. Like, this is a good time for us because it's going to allow us to really make the last shift in what we're doing. Like I think it's a good thing that we're going through this stuff because, I'm just going to pull up.
Yeah. While you're pulling up, I got to say, you know, Friday I drove to Florida to be with my daughter and my grandbaby. And, so I had 7 plus or minus hours of windshield time. And I just used that time to ponder the last few years. And you know, the phase of my life that I was in for the last few years that, is what's moving out now. And, I've come a long way, baby.
Yes, you have. We all have.
Yeah. And most of this has been in my house of relationships, of all relationships. And, I was looking back on all of my relationships, not just in the last few years, but for this lifetime. And I've gotten to a place in relationships where I'm much more able to stay in a non-judgmental place, stay more centered in my energy now than I've ever been before. I mean, that's something I wouldn't even have considered discussing a year ago.
Right.
You know, and so it's been a very positive shift for me. And I feel this enormous sense of expectation. It's almost like, okay, yeah, it's time to check it out, to see how it feels to expand relationships again. You know, because I've been living on top of a mountain like a hermit for the last year and almost a year and a half. And I am absolutely moving out of that. I'd already begun to do that. I'm on the board of directors of two nonprofit organizations in my town. So, you know, that's getting out there. One of them is really challenging me to stay in my truth and stand up for what I believe in and do it in a loving manner so that I don't step on anyone else's toes.
Right.
And that's been a huge lesson that I've learned in the last few years, because in the past I would have been the bull in the china shop and I wouldn't have cared. You know, my way or the highway. And this year I've been able to observe how that affects other people to behave that way. And I know that I don't have to.
Right.
You know, so that's just one of them.
Right.
Well, how about you?
Well, I'm going to read what they said, and then I'll talk about what kind of been going on for me. But okay. So Aries is in Aries is my natal 10th house. It's interesting because I don't know actually where they are right now. I'll look that up before break or after break. But basically they're saying, you know, this is time to make a decision, take action, and break free from the old to step into the new. And they've been asking us to do this since June. By April 7th and 8th, Uranus will pull away from Pluto and no longer have their strong energy to experience transformation and breakthrough, but will still influence separately by their gift of breakthrough will be... but we won't know. It'll be difficult to experience. So all the stuff that's done, just to give reference, from June 1931 to February 34, Uranus was also in Aries square Pluto, who was in Cancer. This was the time of the Great Depression. They were in the fourth quarter, so I guess that was the last, it's been the last year or whatever. From October 1965 to June 1966, that began a new cycle in the sign of Virgo, and that was a time of protest against war with Make Love, Not War, as the slogan, and it was the height of the civil rights movement with calls for equity, equality, and justice for all. It was a time of the flower children and spiritual awakening. And then, of course, they said that most people went back to sleep. And now it's time again to be the change we want to see in the world, with Mahatma Gandhi's great quote. And because this is the seventh and final square of our current dance, seven is the most sacred. So basically the thought is that they feel us stepping into the mystical path. But yeah, it's I think, you know, the last 3 years have been very key to me. I mean, I have grown a great deal. My business, certainly the from the natal perspective, my business has certainly transformed itself. So that was one thing that I needed to have change, and it certainly has. And mostly since it's been almost a year, actually. It's been mostly since last April that things just all of a sudden completely transformed. And then, you know, my focus has been on my health. So lately I've made some good decisions, and I think that's finally kind of coming into, you know, I'm starting to build more strength by doing the five Tibetan rites. You know, I've been taking measures and, you know, on a little bit of a detox right now. Plus I started a new water system that's alkaline. So I'm really kind of, you know, making an effort right now that the health will be the, you know, the last kind of thing that I want to work on. And relationships, they've been interesting, I have to say. So I'm going to check at break to see where you know these houses are currently. But yeah, I mean, I think it's funny because I don't have a need to be in a relationship right now, and I certainly don't want to be in one where it's not safe. And so I've made, you know, good decisions this year just not to pursue or not to fall back into a pattern where, you know, just because somebody wants to reconnect with me that I do it. And you know, it feels a little bit more empowering that I'm just saying, no, I don't feel safe and I don't want to be around that energy when I'm not feeling safe. When I feel better and more confident and I, you know, feel more safe that I can make, you know, good decisions, then yeah, we'll look at it. And, you know, I've met someone recently and honestly, I have no expectations as to where that's going to go. And I'm not in the same place. Like there's no, I'm not in that thing. Oh, is this the one? Even though I did do an astrology check and our compatibility is like 94%, which I've never had before. So there's that, but I'm not in the place where I need it to be defined or I don't know. Like it's just, I'm a completely different place right now that I don't need to have the problems. And then I've started, you know, like a support group with Eric Altman. And it's just, it's a really lovely, you know, boost. And it helps, you know, it's just, it's creating a lot of openings and stuff. So I'm feeling really, really positive right now. So I think, you know, I've done a lot of the breakthrough. I just need to, you know, there's just a couple little things that I'm working on to make sure that, you know, is maintained.
Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because, you know, it's definitely something that we all sort of, you know, we're all sort of at that precipice or we're just, you know, we're at that place where we can take that step. And I think I've been taking that step and really pushing myself for the last, you know, the last little while, but it's just interesting how it's all coming together so nicely.
Yes. You know, and I like how you said that because that's true. That's how I feel about my complete reality is that everything is coming together nicely.
Right.
Yeah. And then I look around me and I look at people who've not been doing their work.
Right.
And they would say everything has quote unquote turned to shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So many people are feeling that about their reality. Yeah. And, you know, I look around and I see people who are in pain, who are in anxiety, and I'm going, you know, if you just changed how you look at things,
right,
you wouldn't have to be going through what you're going through right now. It's really all about perception. But, you know, you can't tell that to people if they're not ready to hear it.
No, and that's a big thing, too. Like, sometimes I've gotten frustrated in the past, but it's like, you know what? I just can't worry about that anymore because, I mean, it's the thing is that there's so many people where I used to feel like I wanted to fix or help or heal. And now it's just like, you know what? It's just not my place unless I'm being asked, you know, these people, I don't want to give them. You know, they have to work on their own. Like it's, no, I just, yeah, I don't feel that need to fix people, to change people. And I'm just sort of, I just listen and give them space. Even some of the people that I are clients of mine, I'm not feeling that frustration that I've felt in the past where it's like, why aren't you getting this? If you're not ready, you're not ready. And I'll just hold the space until you are ready.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And the truth is I'm finding that it really doesn't pay to worry about anything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
From the smallest to the largest. And as I have come to that realization, I'm more able to observe people in the world around me worrying about stuff, and I'm able to see what that does to their joy.
Right.
Because it squishes it.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to go to our first break. You are listening to News for the Heart. We are getting to the heart of what matters, what's going on currently, and to assist you to break through to the other side and have transformation. You're listening with Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. You can find out more about Jean if you go to her website, jeanadrian.com. You can find out more about me if you go to intuitivesoul.com. And we still have 1 week left of Realities of Creation. So if you haven't joined us yet, definitely get on there. All the shows are all there that you can listen to. There's free gifts. And it's been really spectacular. So you definitely want to check that out. All right. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on BeMajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685, and I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at BeMajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We are listening with Jean Adrian and myself, Lori Houston. If you want more information about Jean, go to her website, jeanadrian.com. And maybe while we're talking about it, let's talk about the last bit of Realities of Creation, because that's coming up. We're into the last week. But tell us about some of the new people and what their shows were like.
Yeah, absolutely. So Monday of last week, the speaker was Maureen St. Germain. And she was speaking about creating with sacred geometry. And I got to tell you, I learned a lot from that. I highly recommend that if you haven't joined realitiesofcreation.com, do so and listen to all of the talks. But boy, there's some really good new material in Maureen St. Germain. She has a new book out, and she was talking about that. But she was talking about creating, and what we talked about was creating relationships. Mm-hmm. And we used me as an example. She shared with me how to use sacred geometry to get ahead of the curve on the golden mean. And, with your visualization and with your verbiage, with your affirmations and intentions. And we kind of looked at some of the stuff that I had done in the past that, because my beloved partner hadn't shown up yet. So how we could maybe do that a bit differently. And I took her to heart. Every one of her suggestions I've actually implemented. Nice. One of them was to get a journal and to a special little journal that is only for love letters to your beloved partner, and to start writing my beloved partner letters, like if I was in a relationship with him and perhaps we were apart from one another, but not mentioning that, because you wouldn't want to set up an intention of being separate from your beloved, but just about how, you know, how much I'm enjoying the relationship and how great it is to have somebody in my life that I enjoy doing things with, and that that's on the same page with me intellectually and spiritually and emotionally and on and on and on. And so I've started doing that. Nice. And it feels really good. Hmm. Gotta tell you. And then last Thursday, the speaker was Tom Massari and his wife, Sue. And Tom is a channel. He channels an entity called Abram. And so he did an hour-long live channel with information coming from the other side, from this entity that had an incarnation as a Mayan shaman. And Abram talked about what reality is in his reality, and made suggestions on how we can best work with our reality and our perception to manifest the things that we desire in our lives. And it was very enlightening. Hmm. And then the last two speakers are Kathleen Canavas. She's going to be talking about using our dreams. And that will actually air on the 16th of March, which will be, by the time this show airs, will be already in the archives. Both of the shows this week will. But she's going to be talking about using your dreams to find what you want in your life and to actually make it happen. And then the final speaker is Suzanne Streisauer. And both of these were in round one. Mm. And Suzanne is going to be talking about how you can realize when you're in what dimension, like when you're in the fifth dimension, or when you've actually slipped back and you're operating in third dimensional reality. So that's going to be what her subject matter is on the 19th of March.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I did look up my chart. It's funny because I don't know what I was thinking. But yes, of course, Aries is still in my 10th house. So having...
You think?
Yeah. So having Uranus there and Pluto is, you know, is my sixth house. And so that's all about work and it's about health. So my focus is right on where I'm supposed to be. That's for sure.
Yay.
It's Saturn that's in my house of true love.
Okay.
And will be for like two more years.
And so, Saturn is right at the top of my chart. You know, in my work in the world.
Right.
And, you know, publishing and... Yeah. It's actually on my point of fortune.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. See, yeah. In my natal chart, I have Jupiter in Aries, which is in my 10th house. So that's a really good, obviously, planet to have in your 10th house. But that is where Uranus is right now. So,
Yep.
Okay. So anyway, I'm kind of right on track of what I'm supposed to be doing. And it sounds like you've done all the work that you're supposed to be doing.
I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll see. But it's just really interesting in the last 2 weeks, again, it has to do with Dharma for me. I go to a Unity Church up in the mountains, and it's been a wonderful church. You know, I just sort of stumbled into it when I moved up there, and not know a soul when I moved to the mountains, And I found this little church and I started going. And as soon as I walked in the door on one Sunday morning, I really felt the peace and the love and the genuine caring in this group. And, you know, of course, they're very metaphysical and very spiritual. And they seem to really be in integrity. And I've enjoyed that for a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. And in the past 2 to 3 months, something shifted. And as close as I can express this is that, you know, when you get a lot of light together in one area, then it becomes apparent to darker energies. Mm-hmm. And divisiveness began to set in. Just a few people showed up in this church and started trying to create a schism. Hmm. And a lot of drama that didn't used to be there, and this, that, and the other. And it all came to a head about 2 weeks ago, and two of the board members of the church resigned their membership. Wow. And so somebody came to me and asked me, would I consider running for the board of trustees for the church? And I thought, okay. I had never thought about it, but all right, I'll do it. And what I've realized in the last 2 weeks is apparently part of my dharma is to hold the space as a peacemaker. Hmm. And maybe give people, by modeling energy, give people the ability to see peace instead of, you know, drama and judgment and chaos.
Right. It's funny. My sister had a very similar experience with her church. It's very interesting. Like, it's mirroring a lot of stuff. But I mean, in the end, she finally just left it. But mm-hmm. you know, it's. I think it's part of this change. I think it's part of us looking at the hierarchy. Like, mm-hmm. this hierarchy that doesn't work. I mean, hierarchies don't work anymore.
Right.
I think we need to be equal. And I think that's part of this, you know, this, because whenever there's someone that feels that they're in charge or in control, then, you know, then darkness can happen. I think mm-hmm. that's a choice that, you know, we tend to relive over and over, like a choice that we can make. And it's amazing how quickly, you know, judgment, ego, fear, you know, all of that kind of comes into play. And I think it comes into play a lot more around groups than it does, you know, individually.
Well, yeah, because, you know, whenever it's one of those universal laws, whenever two or more are gathered together with the same intention, the energy is magnified. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, yeah, that's what happens. And, you know, and I think that a lot of it has now the divisive people have moved on. And so now we're in the process of rebuilding. But boy, whereas 2 weeks ago I had a lot of spare time. Guess what?
Not so much.
Yeah. You know, so that's interesting. And so I'm being challenged in some stretched. Challenge is really, that's more of a judgmental word. I'm being stretched to expand my capabilities I thought I had. Hmm. Yeah, to because two of the people that left were in charge of the website and the newsletter, the weekly newsletter. And there was nobody else on the board of trustees that is even slightly technically competent.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And those of us who have our own website and put out newsletters at least have a little bit of experience. Mm-hmm. My big toe is wet. But I use MailChimp, and this organization uses Constant Contact. So I'm having to figure out, okay, what are the differences and how do I play in Constant Contact?
Right.
You know, right. And the website was in HTML, and I have enlisted our friend Rocky to build me a WordPress website.
Right, right. And you may also want to look at Constant Contact because they charge regardless. I mean, if you don't have more than 2,000 people on the list, it would be beneficial for them to switch over to MailChimp.
You know, I'm not even going to get in the middle of that one right now.
I'm just saying, it'll save a little bit of money.
One thing at a time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's it, right? I mean, there's just so many things. But it's this time, like it's this energy that's really pushing us to, you know, to break through, to transform, to take the next step. And, you know, dark energies, they're everywhere, but you know, they're the ones that are losing. So that push to, you know, to win, like that push to try and get us. I mean, it's there. It's definitely to try and, you know, push us off balance. And it's also here to help us grow, because it's, you know, it's one of the ways that we have in the past chosen to grow. And I think that that's changing. And I think that, you know, the darkness is changing, but there's still a lot of people that are asleep. And until they can, you know, see their ego for what it is and see the fears that they kind of get stuck in. I mean, this is the awareness thing that we're talking about every time we get together. I mean, this is it. This is what we have to sort of step into. And you're right. When too much light is there, the light, you know, reflects and shows you where the shadows are and the little dark points that need to be fixed or changed or shifted or accepted or however we want to put it. But yeah, I mean, it's easy to want to go in and fix everybody or change everybody or help everybody. And that's when you really have to be even extra aware to say, whoa, is this my place? Or am I just here, you know, to assist in my own growth and to allow certain things to happen, but to, you know, to add in that space so you can see where it could go and just hold that and just let everybody else grow.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Another thing that came up with respect to all of this shift, you know, I'm down at my daughter's, visiting with my daughter and my little grandchild. And, you know, my daughter's been through a lot in the last few months with the passing of her husband and having to, relocate. And, you know, just, it seems to be one thing after the next.
Just as a side, that painting you did, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Really beautiful. You're quite gifted, my friend.
You know, I'm really enjoying it too. Thank you, though. I'm really, really enjoying it. My next subject matter is going to be an old barn that I saw in the mountains, and I took a picture of it, and I'm gonna paint that too.
Nice.
But anyway, so there's a lot of, you know, family drama, you know, people just trying to heal from this unexpected death of a very young, wonderful man. And part of the drama had to do with my daughter and her brother and sister-in-law, which would have been her husband's brother and his wife. And, you know, they're different folks, and they're, you know, I think they've had their own set of wounding over time, and we're in a completely different space from where my daughter is, and a lot of jealousy there, and especially between the sister-in-law and my daughter. She's never really accepted my daughter into the family, and she's been kind of catty and just, you know, eh. And my daughter was talking this weekend about how we had to go to a birthday party for for Amanda's sister-in-law's oldest child was turning 10. And the baby was sick. The baby had an ear infection and was running a fever. But Amanda says, you know, we got to go there, Mom, because if I don't show up, it'll just be another reason to drive a wedge. They'll say that trying to, you know, not be part of the family and da 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 da, and they won't understand that the baby doesn't feel good. you know, so we just have to go. It was very stressful for her, but, you know, I was okay with it, and we, you know, we went. And she was rattling on as we were driving there, because it was about a 30-minute drive, about all the things that her sister-in-law has, quote-unquote, done, you know, to divide the family. And I finally said, Manda, do you not understand that she just wants to be loved, you know, and that how my daughter relates to this kind of stuff is not darkness and light, but it's the enemy, you know, the devil, because my daughter is very involved in very fundamentalist religious group. You know, and I said, don't you understand that this is how the enemy can use this kind of stuff to pull you off your direction? And she heard that, and she was like, I never thought of it that way. I said, yeah, don't you see that this woman she's never really had love in her life, you know? And so when she sees love between you and her mother-in-law that she doesn't have because she's pushed her mother-in-law away, then yeah, she gets jealous. So, you know, if you can look at it from that standpoint and just love her, just see, you know, the divinity in her rather than the negativity, you think that might change things? And so when we got home that night, Amanda called her and sent her, and, you know, left her a message. She didn't get her, but she left her a message, you know, telling her, you know, that she loved her and that, you know, she really enjoyed being with her, and she was sorry that they'd had differences in the past. And I don't know if she did anything to Amanda, but this morning when I got up, I had a Facebook friend request from this woman. So something shifted.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But I mean, these are just some of the opportunities for finding new ways of looking at things.
And, you know, that's really what's important is, you know, it's a choice. Like, this is where the choice thing that we talk about comes in. It's it's really about our choice, how we want to perceive everything around us. And, you know, we can choose the old, outdated way of, you know, seeing the people against us and thinking that it's all about, you know, that they're doing something to us. And, you know, how we, you know, we don't need to take things personal. Maybe we'll talk more about that, because I know you want to talk about the four agreements.
Right.
When we come back from break. So you're listening to News for the Heart. We are getting to the heart of what matters. We've been talking with Jean Adrian. If you want more information about Jean, go to our website, jeanadrian.com. Go to our combined site, Realities of Creation, to connect in with the latest shows and gifts. And if you want information about myself, go to intuitivesoul.com. We will be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better? Why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters, talking about all the energies that are going on and how they've sort of affected our lives, how they've affected others. But it's been kind of cool to sort of chat about, you know, the fact that we are moving into a new energy, and it's kind of freeing to know that, you know, by our next call, well, one, we'll be away. Yay. But for everybody to sort of know that the energies will be almost out of the way, we are definitely moving into our equinox, which is also a full solar eclipse, new moon in Pisces. So be aware of the energies, but I believe that that's where everything starts shifting. And by the last eclipse on April 5th, we'll be almost out of the Uranus-Pluto energy. So I think it's really a good, I think it'll be really good for us to move forward. So I'm looking kind of forward to the next couple of weeks, not only because I'm going on vacation with Jean, but also just because I think, you know, a lot of things are about to shift and transform. So
yeah, by that next eclipse, we'll be in a boat.
Yes, sir. That'll be awesome.
I know. What better way?
Exactly. Oh, dear. Anyway, so right before the break, we thought we'd talk about the four agreements because it's sort of kind of helping people, I think, to understand. But definitely the one that is biggest for most of us is about not taking things personally. And
right.
I want you to talk about it, but I think that's really the one area that we tend to get stuck in. And that's where our ego wants to play. And like, it's just a crazy, it's the one that I think we all get caught up in the most. We think everything is about us. We think people do things to us and that things happen to us. And we don't see the bigger picture. We want to control things. So we, you know, that's where our energies go because we think that we can be in control of our lives. And if there's one thing you can learn, especially with all that's been happening the last few years, we are not in control of anything. No. We can be in charge of our emotions, but we are not in control of anything.
No, because there's millions and millions and millions of little gods that are out there creating universes. We're just one of them.
Yeah.
Each one of us is.
And we don't know the bigger picture. Like, that's the thing. Like, we don't know what the bigger picture, we don't know what's in the grand scheme of why, you know, something happens. We won't know until we're not in this dimension.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing about about it not being about us, don't take it personally. You know, there's two sides to that, really, because it never really is about us. It's always about whatever's going on in the other person, like in the sister-in-law. You know, she's got her own stuff, and that's what she is projecting back at my daughter.
Right.
You know, and it really has nothing to do with my daughter. My daughter's just happens to be the closest person that this woman can throw her stuff at.
Right.
But on the other side of that coin, there has to be a piece inside my daughter that needs healing, you know?
Yeah,
otherwise, she
definitely
wouldn't have created the sister-in-law to throw the stuff back at her.
Well, I mean,
so it is about her. From that
standpoint, it's about her in how she responds. like in what she sees, and helps it may be to help her just see that it's not about her. Right. I mean, it, you know, like it's that piece where you can say, okay, if it triggers me, there's something in this for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not so big on that she created it, but I think she, you know, she is definitely there to understand something. And I think you helped her understand, you know, a big piece, because then she was able to, you know, shift her thoughts towards something. But when you're caught up, I mean, when you're caught up in a dogma, which most religions are, and depending on the religion, some of the dogmas are pretty heavy.
Yeah.
You know, and I have my own issues around all of the dogmas, because I've learned my lessons not through church in this life, but through groups. And, you know, dogmas, it gets people caught up. And, you know, that's when we become judgmental, and, you know, we really get caught up in a cycle that needs to end. And I think, depending on, you know, where Uranus and Pluto are squaring, you know, these are the things that come up for us, and they're here to help us. So, you know, just, we need to look at how we take things personally and why we take things personally, and to sort of understand that underlying fear that makes us react the way we do, and to know that everything is perception, and it's always based on our own filters, our own perception of what we think is happening. And that's the illusion that we get caught up in. But it's our ego that pushes that boundary, because there's still something in it that is a trigger or a catch, or, you know, that we want to explore within ourselves. So, you know, in this next few weeks before we hit the eclipses, like, it'll be a great opportunity for you to become much, much more aware of those things that trigger us, and look at, you know, how we take things personally.
For sure. You know, some of the other four agreements are, I think, so important for us to understand. One of them is, don't make any assumptions.
Right.
You know, and that's a biggie, because I think what ends up happening is that we tend to assume that it's aimed at us.
Right.
Instead of letting it go, you know, and just finding out all the answers, you know, finding out what the truth is before you jump to a conclusion.
Right.
And generally, the best way to do that is through communication. Rather than assuming, go to the source and talk to them.
Yeah. But it's that courage, you know, it's that courage of being vulnerable, that courage of, you know, being that open that we can ask people. I mean, I'm always amazed at how people would rather just, you know, leave a relationship or a friendship or a job just because they're afraid to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right. And the first one, be impeccable with your word. It's all about integrity. It's all about authenticity. You know, we aren't authentic to ourselves, so how can we be authentic to others? I mean, we get caught up in this shame and blame, and, we worry about what people think about us more than we worry about what we're thinking about ourselves. know, and we get caught up in that little bit of, you know, trying to be something that, or someone that we're not.
Yeah, exactly. You know, integrity and authenticity is so important as we move into this new reality.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really one of the big pieces that I think a lot of us are having to sort out through this shift that we're going through, and put everything that's not our truth. That goes in that Goodwill bag that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Then we have to just be who who we are, naked.
Yeah. And, you know, and the last one is always do your best. I mean, that's, we can only do the best we can. I mean, we sabotage ourselves. We do all sorts of things. And then we beat ourselves up and we judge ourselves and we judge others. And that's where we have to kind of stop and say, whoa, we're doing our best. And we have to give ourselves credit for that and not judge ourselves even more just because, you know, we fell off the wagon or we didn't do, you know, the thing that we thought we would do, or we sabotaged ourselves. So it's being just as gentle to ourselves as we are to other people. You know, it's such an important, I mean, these four agreements, they're so important because they're really the rules to live by.
Yeah.
And even though I haven't read the book, I have definitely
busted.
I'm sure there's something that I've done with these because I certainly understand them and work with them all the time. But they really are, you know, words of wisdom to live by. And Miguel, he's really definitely one of the spiritual leaders of our time. He, you know, these are kind of, you know, definitely written prior to a lot of the people waking up. I mean, a lot of what they're saying is that once this Uranus-Pluto square is finished, that we will be finally in the age of Aquarius. Now, the age of Aquarius is going to go on for 2,000 plus years, but we're finally in that stage and we'll finally see some significant shifts. We just have to get past that, especially on a personal level, more so than, you know, an organic earth level, but, you know, on a personal level, I mean, it always starts with us. We are the ones that have to be the change. Like, we are the ones that, you know, it has to start with us, and then everything will flow from that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there anything else, words of wisdom? We only have a couple more minutes that you would like to offer.
Well, you know, I guess that my closing words of wisdom would be that this is an extremely powerful week. The opportunity to have the kind of energy for positive change doesn't come around all that often. So, for me personally, it behooves me to spend as much time as possible really putting energy towards making the shift, letting go of things that don't serve me anymore, and really getting clear on what I want and moving in that direction. So that's what I'm focused on this week, and I just offer that up to anybody who's listening.
Yeah. And, you know, find out where they've been in your chart and, you know, understand what it is that you've been, you know, that you've been really growing and evolving from. I mean, everybody's chart's different. So, you know, they could have been anywhere in your house. But, you know, the things that have been bothering you the most is really probably where they've been. So, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity to really step over to the other side and, you know, to shift this stuff for good so that, you know, the rest of your life, you don't have to be, you know, be worrying about the things that have triggered you in the past. And I think this is just such a wonderful opportunity. So I look forward to our next show, because our next show will be live at your cabin.
Yes.
And it will be on Google Hangouts, I'm assuming. So it'll be great.
And hopefully you technically know how to pull that off.
So. I will definitely be on that.
Okay.
And so we have the last week of Realities of Creation. Definitely join in. If you haven't already signed up, please sign up, because now you have, you know, two shows, like two seasons of shows that you can listen to all for free, all there, and lots of free gifts. So take advantage of that. And all right. Well, we have been getting to the heart of what matters. You've been listening with Jean Adrian. You can find out more about Jean if you go to her website, jeanadrian.com, myself, intuitivesoul.com, and we look forward to seeing you on the other side. Thanks, Jean.
Thank you.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.